Here is 5 simple truths to take you closer to calm. With me, Claire Downham, the Queen of Calm. Here's a tip about how to listen to these tracks. You don't have to sit down and take it all seriously. All you need to do is listen. And you can do that while you're getting on with other things during your day. I don't want to give you anything else to do in order to listen to these tracks. So just listen like you would listen to music. I listen to content like this while I'm getting ready in the morning or sometimes when I'm going for a walk. It's up to you when you do it. I don't want you to feel like I'm giving you anything extra to do. You can download these tracks and save them on your phone. And I really do recommend listening to them more than once. I hope you enjoy these tracks. Now, it's time to listen. So here's the first truth that I'm going to share with you in the 5 simple truths to take you closer to calm. And that is that your feelings don't ever come from the outside world. And when I say feelings, I don't mean physical feelings as in aches and pains and things like that. I mean your emotional state, how you're feeling emotionally. I'm not really sure where this misunderstanding comes from. I don't really want to go into that kind of perhaps sociological or psychological history of how we've come to believe that our feelings come from the outside world. But it is perpetuated all over the place, isn't it? If you think about right from when you're very small, when somebody says, you're making me feel angry, or your behaviour is making me feel angry, perhaps, or maybe, you know, we get the sense that something makes us feel better or worse. And then it's perpetuated in the world we live in right now, that the newspapers are telling us that things that are happening in the world are making people feel a particular way. But it doesn't really work like that. Now, when you first hear this, you may be feeling a little bit peeved about it, perhaps. Or be thinking, surely she's not right, surely that's not right, that my feelings don't come from the outside world, surely that's not right. It certainly seems that way, doesn't it? So in this recording, I'm going to point you to some places to get curious and some places where I suspect you might already have seen this before coming across this audio. So one of my favourite examples is that how we might be when we're watching a movie with some other people. So if you watch a movie with other people, now it's easier to do this experiment when you are at home because there's some light and you can probably see the other people's faces more readily. But you can also experience it in the cinema because there's one movie playing on the screen, isn't there? And there's a range of different emotional responses going on at any time. So, you know, you might be laughing raucously at something that is being said and the people around you are not laughing or vice versa. You might well be crying or upset about a particular scene and somebody else is finding it funny. So you'll notice that every human being goes on this kind of up and down cycle all the time, but that it's different for each individual person. So that's one place where you can start to get curious about this. And movies, we can then expand from movies into the rest of life. So you've probably noticed that you've been with a group of people who are responding to something in a particular way and you're not responding to it in the same way. So they might be upset about it, you're not bothered, or vice versa. And that's happening all the time in life. You know, often we might see somebody's really strong reaction to something. We'll be like, why on earth are they making such a fuss about that, you know? And that's not coming from a judgmental place. What we can do is we can start to come at that from a really curious place, from a place where we go, wow, isn't it interesting that everybody seems to respond to things differently? What's going on there? And as we go through these recordings, I'll explain more and more what's going on there so you understand it better. So there's lots of places to get curious about this. Another great example, because this is all about you getting curious about how things really work. Remember, we're talking about truths here. So, you know, there are things happening in the way life works that you may not be aware of. Helpful once you're aware of them, of course. So another place is email inboxes. So my fiance has got a very low tolerance for numbers of email in his inbox. If it gets beyond 10, he kind of feels the drive to get, you know, feels itchy about that. He feels a little bit stressed about it, and he has to address the email inbox. Whereas my number seems to be going up and up. I do deal with things in my inbox, but, you know, the whole kind of deleting, filing, but I can leave that till it gets quite big now before I can't go, oh, yeah, I better do something about it. I don't feel anything in particular about my inbox anymore. And yet I know people, you know, who have thousands of emails in their inbox, and really, you know, they're not bothered about it. They don't have any particular feelings about it. So there is this variability, even just around something as simple as an email inbox, in terms of how we feel. And what I find sometimes is that when people start coming across this, one of the first things they will say is, what about terrible things? Like traumatic things, or, you know, losing a loved one, or being involved in something horrendous. Surely those things are making us feel something because they're awful, and surely everybody would feel the same way. Now, I've got a couple of examples about that, and that is, you know, when my father died in 2018, he died very, very quickly. It was, you know, he fell ill, and within sort of 36 hours, he had died completely out of the blue. Now, if you told me that was going to happen to me, I probably would have got quite upset about it and thought, oh God, that's going to be awful. But I found myself to be extremely present, and, you know, I got upset, obviously. But my brother's reaction to it was completely different. You know, we've been brought up in a similar way. Obviously, we are completely different and unique as adults in our 40s and 50s. But his response to it was very, very different to mine. Now, and you've probably seen that in your own relationships, and when you've suffered losses like that, is that you have seen that you've been a certain way about it, and other people have been different to you. And that's, again, a little bit more evidence that it's not the world isn't directly making us feel things. Now, another example is that some people in my community, in the Three Principles community, or the Inside Out community, worked with people after the 9/11 disaster. And they worked with people who'd actually been in the buildings as the buildings fell. And those people who had been in those situations described that everybody responded or reacted. Some people were responding more and some more reacting to what was happening to them. You know, there's a building falling down around them. And you know, people who survived that described that there were all sorts of different states of mind in that situation. Some people were extremely, obviously, frightened, understandably frightened. Some people were relatively calm. Others were very practical and proactive, and everything that human beings could experience in a situation that in between. So that's, you know, that's saying, wow, you know, hang on a minute. That's something that most of us will say, God, if I was in that situation, I would feel awful. But that wasn't actually what happened. So you might be wondering, right, okay, so if there isn't a direct correlation between what happens in the outside world and my feeling state, then what is going on? Well, what's going on is your relationship with what's happening, your thoughts about it, your perspective on it. Now, this is never, ever, and I will probably say this more than once during this series of tracks, is never about thought policing or thought changing or trying to control your feelings or any of that. It's just about seeing that there is space here when we understand how something works, and, you know, I'll talk more about that as we go through that, that what I'm sharing with you is a principle, as in everybody's experience is created in the same way. Everybody's feeling state, everybody's emotions are created in exactly the same way via thought in the moment. Not thought generally, not there's something wrong with you if you react this way and I respond that way or whatever. Not that, just seeing that in the moment, thoughts occur and then we feel something. And you know, depending on how much attention we give those thoughts, how much of a spotlight we put on them, how much energy we give them. And the final thing I just want to say on this particular thing is that, you know, have you noticed even in yourself that there is this variability? You are not one thing all the time. You're not one kind of thinking all the time. So you may have something that appears to be a stressor in your life, but have you noticed how you really vary in terms of how you relate to that thing? Some days, it you know, let's take somebody's behavior like a boss or a particularly difficult client or whatever. Some days that person is, you know, water off a duck's back. They can be doing exactly the same thing. And you've had a great night's sleep. You had a banging night out last night. You're absolutely, you know, feeling amazing on top of the world. And that person just kind of washes over you. Other days, you literally think, I can't carry on working with this person, client, boss, whatever, because they are so irritating, making me feel terrible. And yet you will vary and fluctuate. And you'll also vary over time. So, you know, some days, you know, your job seems like the best thing ever, and other days it doesn't. The Sunday night, Friday afternoon thing is interesting. Sunday night, a lot of people have a lot of thinking about their work and what they've got to do the next day, and then they don't sleep on a Sunday night. And yet on a Friday afternoon, there is this flow into the weekend and there's a different energy and some different thinking, and therefore the job's just, oh, it's fine, I'm getting on with it and it's okay. So I'm going to stop there because I don't want to give you too much to think about, but remember, this is about curiosity, it's about experimentation, it's about seeing where you can see this in your life, because that is what will bring about an insightful seeing of this, which is really the best way to see it. So I'll see you in the next track, or you'll hear me in the next track. I won't see you, will I? But that opportunity is there, of course.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope you found that helpful. Whatever you're noticing right now, remember that if you want to, you can discuss that with me. You can book a one-to-one calm clarity call, or you can join me on the Calm Cafe. You already have the details for those things on the PDF where you accessed this audio. Enjoy the rest of your day.